107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always great to check in with Shauna Costash with Stratford Public Library. It's that time once again for January with our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Pride Community Center. Shauna, good morning.
Morning, Jamie. How are you?
Great, and Happy New Year. I can still say Happy New Year, right?
I think that's allowed. You know, it's aspirational. We'll go with it.
Fair enough, I tell you. Well, LaShauna, it's time again for our Queer Book of the Month with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Public Library. What have you chosen for this month, Shauna?
So the book I'd love to share this month is Suzanne Simard's excellent memoir, Finding the Mother Tree.
Okay, so Shauna, I know you've picked the book and you've got a review for us, so take it away.
Yeah, so over the past few years, there's been an explosion of science showing forests are a kind of superorganism. Books like The Hidden Life of Trees have been immensely popular as people wonder at forests' underground networks. Suzanne Simard is one of the researchers at the forefront of this science, and her memoir details the professional evolution from forester to forest ecologist. This is fascinating. How does one get to seeing the forest organism for the cash crop trees? But there's so much more to the book. The memoir is frank about the challenges of being passionate about one's work when one is also a wife and mother. Reading about how her marriage dissolves just as her work takes flight is heartbreaking, but she approaches it with kindness for everyone involved. She's honest, but never dramatic, about the terror of being diagnosed with cancer and working through treatment. And happily, she finds love again. This was the biggest smile of the book for me. Suzanne falls head over heels in love with one of her women friends, and the relationship is warm, supportive, and joyful. And best of all, it's presented with no fanfare at all. No angst about coming out, no angst about what this means for her identity. She just is, she's just in love, her family's just there for her, and it's beautiful. After years of reading memoirs of the trauma of queer living, it's good for the soul to read about a queer scientist lady just being her happy self in the woods. In the end, this book is a testament to the power of curiosity and love. Nature nerds will love it for the accessible ecology, but anyone who loves a well-told memoir will be charmed.
Shauna, it sounds like you enjoyed the book.
I loved it. I am indeed a nature nerd, so it just hit on all counts for me. So.
And it's called Finding the Mother Tree. So Shauna, a great review. How can people access this book now?
So that is available if they go to our website, splibrary.ca. There is a search bar at the top. You search the catalog, just Finding the Mother Tree. It should come up as a hit. It is available as an ebook, as an audiobook, and as a print book as well.
Okay.
We've got lots of options for people.
Lots of options and a great variety. Such an inclusive place, Stratford Public Library. Now, Shauna, let's talk about curbside service with Stratford Public Library, as that is now on.
So we're back to that. I think we're in the same boat as many other people where just, you know, staffing constraints as everybody takes the pandemic seriously in this towering wave we've found ourselves in. So we're back to curbside for now. It runs Tuesdays through Saturdays. So it's Tuesday from 10 till 9, same with Wednesday, Thursday. Friday is 10 to 6, and then Saturday is 10 to 5.
So, Shauna, again, with the kids now doing online learning for schools, I would imagine online services continue for kids and for many resources there.
Yeah, so we do. We do have all of our online resources still up and running. So if people want to look for any audiobooks or picture books that have like an audio component that the kids can kind of read to themselves in the corner to keep themselves occupied while parents are working, we still have access to those through our website, which is phenomenal. And I'm just going to pull up, we're doing this in real time here, I'm going to pull up and see Whale of a Tale is running right now. So that is a virtual story time that happens every single Monday, which is quite lovely. And it runs at 6:30. It's on Facebook.
There you go. Resources and information at your fingertips with Stratford Public Library. Shauna, again, great to book Finding the Mother Tree with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide. Shauna, anything else going on at Stratford Public Library that folks need to know, or just check out again the online stuff?
Yeah, check out the online stuff. And also, please do know that we are still doing the vaccine passports for people via curbside service. So all people need to do is give us a call while we're open. And they just have to have their green health card with them, and we'll be able to ask all the questions we need answered. We'll print it off. They can come pick it up whenever it's convenient for them.
Oh, that is awesome, Shauna, because I know so many folks in our community have certainly taken advantage of that. I've run into so many folks in terms of, yeah, I got mine done with Stratford Public Library, so that's awesome.
Yeah, we've been so excited to be able to help with that. It's been a wild ride, but it's been a fun one. So.
It has been a wild ride, that's for sure. Shauna Costash with Stratford Public Library with our Queer Book of the Month. Thank you so much, Shauna.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Jamie.